dictionary definition of music is the art of arranging sounds in time through the elements of melody, harmony, rhythm, and timbre. Low-pass filter is a show about the nature of this thing we call music, how it functions in people's lives, how it's contextualized by society, and why we find certain music meaningful. This is Low Pass Filter. Hello, and welcome to a very special edition of Low Pass Filter. My name is Matteo Noce, and I am here with Scott Holt from Foghat. Welcome, Scott.
Thanks, man. It's good to be here.
Yeah. Boy, where to start? Foghat has a long and storied history as a band.
Yeah.
And just doing a little bit of math here, by my calculations, you were 1 year old when they formed.
I was very, very young, that's for sure. Foghat's been doing this for 51 years. I'm honored to be a part of that tradition, you know.
And I guess the begs the question: what must it be like to be fronting a band that basically I'm sure you knew about your entire life?
Right, right. You know, Foghat was part of the soundtrack to our youth. You know, I remember riding to school and hearing Slow Ride on the radio. You know, and I don't remember a time that there wasn't a Foghat, you know, so that's kind of an interesting position to be in. And then, you know, fortunately, back in 2014, Roger and I became friends, started writing songs together. I got to know Brian really well and eventually Rodney, the bassist, and, you know, just got to be friends with him and creative partners. And, you know, the journey just kept going until finally, you know, I was able to join the band.
Right. Well, I mean, you've got some pretty big shoes to fill there because, you know, of course, Lonesome Dave and Charlie,
right,
who friended the band for many, many years.
Right.
And I just wonder, you know, kind of a same flavor. The last question is how you approach that, how you approach their legacy.
Well, it's kind of, you get two lanes that you're trying to travel on. On the one side, you want to be, you want to honor the history of it. You know, I'm very respectful of the things that Dave did in the band and respectful of the stuff that Charlie did as well. But you're also in a band that's an active, real forward moving band. I mean, we're still creating new music and still doing stuff. So you have to balance both of those things out. I when we play the catalog material, I try to be respectful of Dave's guitar parts and how he sang the stuff and try to find something within my own experiences that can help me connect emotionally to it. And then with the new stuff, you know, just try to keep the theme and the feel of Foghat alive and keep it growing and moving forward. Fortunately for me, Foghat as a band over the catalog of their 16 previous records had a really broad palette that they were drawing from. I mean, it wasn't just rock and roll. It was everything. I mean, they were, you know, doing a little bit of everything. So it's a broad palette to draw from.
Right. And speaking of records, Foghat is releasing its 17th studio album, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Sonic Mojo.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, this is it's kind of a full circle thing. I mean, this record is a celebration of American music, which is what Foghat's been about forever. We have some songs that we wrote together as a band. We have some songs that were written by our friend Kim Simmons.
Oh, yeah.
Who started Savoy Brown.
Right.
And so that's kind of a full circle trip because Roger started out in Savoy Brown, and now here we are with some material that we wrote with Kim. And then we pulled some of our favorite classic tracks out, a B.B. King song, a Howlin' Wolf tune. There's even a song by Rodney Crowell, the great songwriter, who, oddly enough, Foghat had already recorded one of his songs on a previous record. So this wasn't even the first time we did a Rodney Crowell song. But just celebrating, you know, the textbooks of Chuck Berry and Willie Dixon. You know, that's what we're about.
Yeah. And of course, your mentor and, you know, somebody you played with was, is and was Buddy Guy.
Yeah, he still is.
Yeah, absolutely. Still out there, still doing it. Talk a little bit about how he influenced your playing, if he did. Did, you know, what did playing with Buddy Guy bring to what you do on stage?
Well, the real truth of it is Buddy Guy gave me a career. That was the first band I was in, the first job I had as a musician. Buddy took me all over the world. He taught me everything. He taught me not only how to play guitar and how to perform and entertain a crowd, but, you know, how to check into a hotel and order in a Chinese restaurant. I mean, he taught me everything. So he's been a mentor to me for my entire career. He still is. You know, I call him all the time, and we stay in touch, and it's a friendship that I value very, very much.
Yeah. Well, you know, Foghat, and of course, you know, I'm sure you and is a band that's sort of steeped in the blues. It's a rock and roll band, but they're, right. You know, it's really has that blues foundation. So maybe you could talk about maybe some of the blues players that influenced you as a young guitar player and when you first started playing.
Yeah. Well, you know, by being with Buddy, of course, I got to meet all of my heroes, you know, that were still alive. But I got to meet them as people, which is a very interesting perspective. You know, I didn't just know John Lee Hooker from my record collection. I got to know John Lee Hooker as a person. Wow. I got to go to his house and spend time with him. Junior Wells, Albert Collins, B.B. King. These were people that I got to know not only as entertainers, but just as people. And it gave me a deeper insight into him. You know, same with Buddy, you know, getting to spend time with Buddy and, you know, go to his house and hang out with him and talk about things that weren't music, you know, and learn some different aspects of it. But they were all to a man. Every person that I've met in this business has been supportive and, you know, mentoring, and I've knock on wood, I've yet to meet a jerk. So
oh, that's great.
Got a pretty good batting average going.
Yeah. And you know, you have a long, solo career as well.
Yeah.
Maybe you could talk a little bit. I think, do you have seven solo records? Is that
I right? Got seven records out. Yep.
Yeah.
After I left Buddy, after 10 years with him, I'd put out my second solo record. And the label that I was with at the time was wanting me to tour and support it. And it was just time to move on. I'd done everything I could with Buddy, and he was supportive. You know, there was never a plan of me always staying with Buddy. It was always, well, when you get your own band or when you do whatever you're going to do. So I spent the next few years, you know, touring on my own and still writing and recording and enjoyed that. It's funny how my career is sort of in the reverse. You know, I started out with Buddy Guy. The second part of my career was being in a van, running up and down the road playing clubs. So I kind of got the cart before the horse, you know. And then after doing that for a while, you know, and getting to hang out with Roger and the guys in Foghat, we were actually in the studio in Florida. I was writing songs with them for this new record. For Charlie to sing. And he just decided that he wanted to retire. And it was a real, real split second decision. And they had gigs coming up in a couple of weeks. So they offered me the job. I said yes. And we pivoted and started working on the set list for the tour. So it was a trial by fire. I had to learn a lot of stuff really, really quickly. But
a great opportunity though. And that's the serendipity that, you know, the music business has.
Right.
Sometimes you just in the timing is everything, they say, and you know, you're in the right place at the right time. So
exactly.
What a fabulous opportunity for you. So what, you know, Foghat is, like you mentioned, is a band that's been around for 51 years and playing, shows for 51 years and recording records and I think they have five gold records and one platinum record. So there, I mean, what does a Foghat crowd look like now? I mean, is it a bunch of gray haired dudes? Is it a mix? Do you have a younger audience that are discovering Foghat? And
it's an interesting cross section. You do have the older fans that have been with them since the beginning. You've got the younger fans that discovered Foghat from Guitar Hero or from the new Tom Cruise movie that came out last year, the Maverick. And you got everybody in between. You got people bringing their grandkids to see us, and you've got the grandparents coming, and it's a real cross section. And they're the most beautiful fans in the world. I mean, they're real supportive. They're real excited to see what we're doing and to hear the music that we're playing. And we live for the music. I mean, it's all about the music to us. So we're just grateful that they keep showing up, you know?
Well, you know, I'm a guitar player too.
Oh, cool.
But so allow me to geek out for a minute here and just ask you, what kind of a rig are you running? What kind of acts do you play, and what are you playing it through?
Well, for about the last 15 years, I was playing a G&L ASAT, which is kind of a Telecaster looking guitar. Right. And I love it very much. In fact, I was playing it earlier today. But when I got the gig with Foghat, I decided to celebrate. So I found this company out in California called LSL Guitars. Okay. A guy named Lance is the master builder there. And he built me a guitar that I've played pretty much exclusively since then. It's a Tele style body with two humbuckers in it. They're split coils though, so I can get kind of a single coil sound if I need to. And it's just a beautiful playing guitar. I mean, I love it.
And what are you running for an amp?
Well, with Foghat, we're mostly doing fly dates. So it's a lot of linear backline. So we use Marshalls. I prefer the JCM 800s. Brian likes the 900s. We usually have one head, a backup head, and then run through two cabinets. So we have two 412 cabinets on each side of the stage.
Nice. Okay. So are you getting ready to tour? Are you out on tour? What's going on with Foghat right now?
We should call it the never ending tour, because we're pretty much always on the road. We took off 10 days for Thanksgiving. We're leaving tomorrow to go to Chicago. We're playing in St. Charles at the Arcata Theater. Then next weekend we're in Atlantic City. Then we've got a little bitty break for the holidays, and then we hit the road again in January. So it's we love to play. It's what we live for. I mean, my suitcase stays packed, so I'm ready to go.
And when are you heading out to the West Coast? That's the question I want to
after
know.
I think in January we've got some dates coming up out there, and we're going to be visiting our friends in Solana Beach at the Belly Up. I know we're going out that
one. I know that one well.
So, yeah, that's a great gig.
Yeah.
We did a record release party about 2-3 weeks ago at the Coach House in San Juan.
Yes, I know that one too.
And I hadn't been to the Coach House since I played with Buddy, so it'd been a long time. And what a great room and great sound. You know, the people there were fantastic, and we had a real good time there. So hopefully we'll get to go back and do something like that again.
Right. Well, you're talking my old stomping grounds, because I'm from Southern California, and I worked in the recording industry and in Hollywood and stuff back in the day.
Yeah.
But so I know all those venues very well. So yeah, what it was great. And I don't know what the chances or the odds of you making it up to Humboldt County, but we would love to see you guys play up here.
Man, put a word in for us. We as long as there's electricity, we'll play.
Right on. Yeah. So, I don't know if you've got anything you want to add, if it's something I missed or.
Man, I think you covered it. The new record's what we're all about right now. So we're proud of that. We're always
give on us the give us the website, if you would.
Yeah, it's foghat.com.
Okay.
And go there for all things Foghat. You know, you can get our tour dates there. You can order the record there.
Merch.
Yeah, there's all kinds of t-shirts and Rogers drumsticks and guitar picks and whatever you can possibly imagine. We've got some of it there. So yeah, go visit us at foghat.com and come see us on the road.
Fabulous. Scott Holt from Foghat, thank you so much for being here on this special edition of Low Pass Filter. And we will see everyone in the next show.
Awesome, man. Thanks for taking the time to talk.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.